San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, January 7, 2024. Happy New Year! Today's lesson is Setting Our Intentions with Dr. Constance Cook Kaur. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ah, what an amazing day. What an amazing morning. Thank you, Reverend Mark, for introducing me as also the birthday girl. It's actually tomorrow. Tomorrow is my birthday. Me and Elvis Presley. And probably, oh, I don't know, 100, 200, 500 other people. But I don't know them. I know me, and I know Elvis Presley. So let's anchor ourselves in this beautiful, beautiful, brand new year. With the ancient wisdom and the ancient truth, there is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence which flows through all creation. And I call this God, the living spirit almighty, one indestructible, absolute, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being. And so it is. You know, I say that or something very close to that every Sunday. And every now and then I think, well, gee, maybe people don't know where that comes from. Well, if you turn to the back of your programs, you will see our Declaration of Principles. And you will see that in the very first declaration. So it is our core belief that there is oneness, that there is wholeness, that everything that has ever been created by our source, which could only create out of what it had, which was itself. Therefore, everything, every planet, every galaxy, every blade of grass is made from that same star seed stuff, the same essence of spirit. It just takes on different forms. I mean, look around you, look at this room. Everything in here has as its root form source. And yet there are no two things alike here. Now you may say the chairs are alike, but they're not exactly. They're not exactly. Because the fabric on them is different on each one. So, everybody say, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Yay! It is the seventh day into the new year. And we have 358 days remaining in 2024 to make it our best year ever.
Yay.
Yeah, everybody say, that's for me.
That's for me.
Yeah. Okay, we have, as we do every year, we have a new theme for 2024. And what that theme is it's an overarching title or a phrase that sets the tone for us as a spiritual community and a center for the coming year. It helps us to set the intentions for the center for the new year. And this year, it is building conscious community. Say that, building conscious community. Yes, and so we are all a part of that. This year we've got renewed energy and purpose. And so we are going to be revitalizing everything that we are. We are going to be moving, we're going to be growing, and we're going to be moving back downtown, which is where we started out as the Downtown Community Church. With Reverend Dr. Gordon Bishop, and he has returned to the church. We have reinstated our affiliation with Centers for Spiritual Living International. So it's just a good time to get back to our foundations, back to our roots. A good solid foundation is necessary to build or create anything. You can't build a good solid house on sand. You can't build a good solid relationship on falsehoods. You need a solid foundation that will support everything that comes after with ease and grace. And so that's what we're doing this January. We are revisiting our foundations, revisiting not just who we are, but why we are here and what is ours to be and to do. So, what is an intention? I mean, we're going to be setting our intentions. What is an intention? Well, it's a mental state that represents a commitment to carrying out an action or actions in the future. In the future. Remember that. That's what our dictionaries call an intention. Planning to commit to do something for the future. And it involves mental activities such as planning and forethought. Now, intentions, by definition, have no limit. They are expansive. They can make you more expansive. They can help you get out of your head. They can help you open your eyes to things that you might have otherwise missed. We have, in the first week of January, we have a sacred process where we set our intentions. And today we're going to do that, and everybody here has the opportunity to do that. And we will fill out an affirmative prayer sheet of intention. We'll pass those out a little later. And that will help give you your own direction and focus for this coming new year. I believe, and many do, that setting your intention is more powerful than simply making a New Year's resolution. Why would that be so? Why? Because resolutions are exterior and intentions are interior. A New Year's resolution in general does not last. They usually go in one year and out the other. Setting your intention, however, anchors your subjective consciousness with the willingness and the perseverance to succeed, because it's an inner process. Setting your intention gives you an incentive to put it in writing in your own words when you decide what to achieve in this new year of 2024. This is the time for you to think about what you would like to manifest and demonstrate in your life and take action in seeing those intentions come through. Now, New Year's resolutions may last up to a few months, but setting your intention for the new year offers you spiritual support and the tools necessary to allow your goals, dreams, and desires to flourish into reality. Everybody say, I like that.
I like that.
Yes. Now, resolutions work with an effect. They are outer behavior, exterior behavior. Intentions work with the cause, the inner focus, the inside. And when you speak your word into the universe, when you write down your intentions, the universe can only do one thing. The source can only do one thing, and that is say, yes, yes. This is what they intend. This is the power of the word yes. I look at the intention setting process as the crown jewel of our holidays. The trifecta of celebrations that begin with our candle lighting service in December and then segued into the burning bowl ceremony. And we top it off with setting our intentions. And in a few minutes, I will guide you through this affirmative prayer process. Everybody here this morning will write down on our provided sheets your intentions and your goals for 2024. We write them in the PPP, first person, present tense, positive. First person, present tense, positive. So an example would be I, first person, I, present tense, am or have, and positive, healthy, strong, loving. All my needs are met, and I have enough to spare and to share. So I am healthy. I have all the money I need with more to spare and share. These kinds of things are the affirmations that you're going to be putting on your form today, but specific to you. You don't have to write those down just because I said them. I mean, when I started this process, I was in ministerial school. And so one of my affirmations that I wrote down was, I am a successful ministerial student. And clearly that one came to pass because now I am a successful minister with a successful doctorate. But once we fill them out, you will fold the forms and seal them in the envelope we provide you. Write your name and address on the front, and then we will collect them, and I'll place them in the office to be prayed upon for the next 12 months by our ecclesiastic staff. Sealed. We never open them. Never. We don't need to know what you write down in order to know that whatever it is coming to fruition. In November, the Sunday before Thanksgiving, I'll give everybody back their forms, or if you're not here, we'll mail them to you. So if you move away, send me a letter, a text, something letting me know what your new address is. Otherwise, it'll get mailed to your old address. These intention sheets are for your eyes only. And that's important because you can be completely honest knowing that no one will judge or critique your intentions. It's none of our business what your intentions are. None of it. We don't need to know. What we need to know is that your intentions are personal for you and they are powerful, and that this process works. Before we begin the affirmative prayer process, I have three steps that will help you decide what to write down on your intention sheets. They are simply affirm, declare, and dedicate. So let's start with an affirmation. Please place your hand over your heart. Repeat after me. Today.
Today.
I set my intentions.
And focus my life.
On a new level of awareness. Success.
And well-being.
And so it is. So simply breathe. You've set your intention to set your intentions. It's like, I'm willing to be willing. So we affirmed. And we affirm also that divine right action prevails in all that you do. Everything that you do. We are all guided by this inner wisdom, this inner knowing, this inner lie detector. That when people say something to us, we can either be neutral We can say, oh, wow, right, that feels right. Or we can say, wait a second, no, that is causing my alarms to go up, my red flags to go up, the hair on the back of my neck to tickle. When those kind of things happen, stop, breathe, and think. What is mine to do here? How can I be guided in this situation? Okay, declare. Declare that it is already done according to your belief. And dedicate yourself to take the necessary goals and action for the next 12 months to achieve your dreams, goals, and desires. And we will be here supporting you with spiritual tools, with affirmative prayer, with reminding you who you are and the power of your word. Ernest Holmes is the founder of Religious Science Movement and the author of the Science of Mind textbook. And he has this to say about spiritual realization of your intentions. The one seeking to demonstrate the power of spiritual realization in everyday affairs should believe in divine guidance. He should affirm that his mind is continually impressed with the images of right action and that everything in his life is controlled by love, harmony, and peace. That everything he does prospers and that the eternal energy back of all things animates everything which he undertakes. Every objective evidence contrary to good should be resolutely denied. What he's saying there is, if the world around you looks like it's not good, don't say, oh, everything's terrible, everything's horrible, I'm going to buy into this not good. No, step back and breathe and know that good is always the source of the universe. So good prevails no matter what the outside looks like. And when you remind yourself that good always prevails, it helps you to breathe easier. It helps you to not clench your muscles. It releases fear and doubt. Just reaffirming that there is good. There is a power for good in the universe greater than I am, and I can use it. Okay, Ernest says, every objective evidence contrary to good should be resolutely denied, and in its place should come a sense of right action. He should feel a unity of spirit in all people and running through all events. He should declare that the spirit within him is God, quickening into right action everything he touches, bringing the best out of all of his experiences, and forever guiding and sustaining. The greatest good which his mind is able to conceive should be affirmed as a part of his everyday process. What he's saying there is, your greatest good, just affirm every day that your greatest good is unfolding. You don't have to be specific about what your greatest good is. Just, I know that my greatest good is unfolding right here and right now. And that helps. Ernest says, no matter what the occupation of such a man, he is a mental and spiritual practitioner. And from such daily meditation, he should venture forth into a life of action with the will to do, the determination to be, and joy in becoming. And so today, all of us have the opportunity to demonstrate the power of spiritual realization through divine guidance. And at this time, we will begin our affirmative prayer process. Let us begin with an affirmative treatment for the new year from Reverend Joanne in Texas, Reverend Joanne Corciato. At the start of this new year, I look at a new way of being. I make a choice to be free of any limiting thoughts of the past and to no longer allow old habits or beliefs to control my life. I accept this time for new adventure. I open my mind to divine direction and guidance, and I accept new experiences as God's loving gifts. I look for and find the blessings of success, achievements, new friendships and relationships. I establish good health, stronger finances, and peace of mind in my thoughts. By knowing the presence of God in me, I see the unlimited possibilities of good in my life. This new year, I live from a consciousness of well-being and wholeness. I am a work in progress, growing and evolving. Amazing possibilities await me. I thank God for creating me to thrive and flourish. And so it is. We've passed out an additional piece of paper here, an additional form. So, Reverend Mark, will you please collect the blue affirmation envelopes? Be sure it has your address on the outside. And then bring that here, right here, and we will all pray over it. What I'd like you to do is we'll read the top together, and then I'll have you repeat after me for the blank spot. Then we'll read the bottom together, okay? God is all there is. I am one with God. I know and accept for myself that my highest good is already done. My heart's desire
is already complete.
Okay, together. I am grateful that my word holds the power of God and cannot return to me void. I release these words into the law of creation, knowing that they are already done. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. I love this process. I love it. Ernest Holmes once said that life is a blackboard upon which we consciously or unconsciously write those messages which govern us. We hold the chalk and the eraser in our hand. Ernest Holmes on page 435 wrote about scientific prayer, which is what we just completed in this process. He says, "We shall receive that for which we ask. It shall be opened to us when we knock, and we shall find that for which we are searching." He's not saying maybe. He's saying, hey, definitely, definitely. And it's based on scripture in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 7. Ernest writes, "This teaching implies the definiteness of spiritual and mental work. God is intelligent mind and spirit, and there is a direct response from this universal intelligence to our intelligence. If we ask for bread, we shall not receive a stone. But we are told we must ask believing if we are to receive. Many, many times, ask in faith, believing. Dr. Dennis Merritt Jones said, a rock is no longer a rock as soon as someone looks upon it and sees a cathedral. You have looked upon this little piece of paper and you have seen your dreams. Now, it is important to remember that it's okay to change your mind as new opportunities present themselves. Perhaps you said, I'm going to have a new successful job in Tucson, Arizona. And you get an offer for a brand new successful job in Phoenix. It's okay to make a shift. In the bigger picture, you saw Arizona. So, yeah, the truth will always be revealed. Another thing to remember is don't let your good get in the way of your better. Be flexible and adjust as the new year unfolds. So I thank you for your time and your attention. Namaste.